preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome, folks.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke.
You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon here on Tuesday, June 13th, 2017, the day before Donald Trump's 71st birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. President. And a happy day indeed.
Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, thank you, Paul. That's Paul Fromm, you heard there, folks, our illustrious correspondent in Canada and foreign international advisor to the American Freedom Party. Thanks, Paul.
You're welcome.
And George in Maryland. George, thank you.
Good to be here, folks.
And I won't mix up Johnny Unitas or Bart Starr again tonight. As I said, happy birthday tomorrow for Donald Trump, but he had an early birthday present today in the spectacular appearance of Attorney General Jeff Sessions before the Senate Intelligence Committee, the Select Committee, 15 members. Wow. I mean, the lamestream media is going to cover this thing up. They're going to very severely chop and slice General Sessions' testimony so that you won't hear the moments. And we'll try to put them out on this show. I've got them lined up here across the top of my screen. I hope I'll get some of the real gems for you. But Jeff Sessions, I can see why there were people counseling him not to testify. Why expose yourself? Needless risk. Judge Napolitano was arguing this. Newt Gingrich was arguing it. Now I know why Jeff Sessions disregarded that advice, because Jeff Sessions is a great man who is as innocent as the driven snow, who is mad as hell about these charges and the innuendo being slung around his name and that of those around him in the Trump administration. And so what he did today, he volunteered. He was not even requested to have testimony from the Senate Intelligence Committee. He canceled his testimony before another important Senate committee, I think Appropriations. He canceled that and sent Rod Rosenstein in his place so that he could testify early. He jumped the gun to get at these SOBs in the Intelligence Committee, the Democrats, and he just tore them apart. And so, you know, our job in the Patriot community is to get these sound clips out, get people to watch the YouTubes of these incredible moments. I'll just give you a little rundown here of my notation. I've spent most of the day going through these. Here are some of the good guys and the bad guys. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, beautiful. Oh, he just destroys the Democrats. Jim Risch of Idaho, very good. Now, the bad guys. Ron Wyden of Oregon. Oh, what a communist rat. What a pinko punk this guy is. We'll hear a little bit from him. Then California Senator Kamala Harris. Oh, what an embarrassment. Dianne Feinstein, terrible. Although she was better, she's like from another generation, has at least a little bit of in the way of manners. She didn't interrupt this dignified Southern gentleman, Jeff Sessions, he just repeatedly, Kamala Harris interrupted every sentence almost. Ron Wyden interrupting every sentence. Then this young punk, 45-year-old Martin Heinrich of New Mexico, another Democratic senator. Oh, this guy, what a disgrace. And this is all good, folks, because these people really embarrass themselves. Then there was Senator Warner from Virginia, who couldn't even pronounce Robert Mueller's name. He kept saying Robert Mueller. He was offering himself as an expert on Robert Mueller. Can't even pronounce his name. Let's listen to some of these gems here. And there were some great moments where Jeff Sessions exploded at his interrogators. Let me find one of these for you here. Watch Jeff Sessions tear into Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon, who is, what can we say about Ron Wyden? Super leftist. He's Jewish. He's pathetic in his political views, and he surpasses himself in this exchange. Here he goes.
This hearing in the open, in full view of the American people, where it belongs. I believe the American people have had it with stonewalling. Americans don't want to hear that answers to relevant questions are privileged and off limits, or that they can't be provided in public, or that it would be, quote, inappropriate for witnesses to tell us what they know. We are talking about an attack on our democratic institutions, and stonewalling of any kind is unacceptable.
Now, Ron Wyden, you're on your soapbox now. You are such a highly moral person lecturing us Americans. I don't know. I don't want to beat up on him too bad. Here he goes. He's just getting started. But watch Jeff Sessions clock him.
And General Sessions has acknowledged that there is no legal basis for this stonewalling. So now to questions. Last Thursday, I asked former Director Comey about the FBI's interactions with you, General Sessions, prior to your stepping aside from the Russian investigation. Mr. Comey said that your continued engagement with the Russian investigation was, quote, problematic, and he, Mr. Comey, could not discuss it in public. Mr. Comey also said that FBI personnel had been calling for you to step aside from the investigation at least 2 weeks before you finally did so. Now, in your prepared statement, you stated you received only, quote, limited information necessary to inform your recusal decision. But given Director Comey's statement, we need to know what that was. Were you aware of any concerns at the FBI or elsewhere in government about your contacts with the Russians or any other matters relevant to whether you should step aside from the Russian investigation?
Senator Wyden, I am not stonewalled. I am following the historic policies of the Department of Justice. You don't walk into any hearing or committee meeting and reveal confidential communications with the President of the United States, who's entitled to receive confidential communications in your best judgment about a host of issues, and have to be accused of stonewalling for not answering them. So I would push back on that. Secondly, Mr. Comey, perhaps he didn't know, but I basically recused myself the first day I got into the office because I never accessed files. I never learned the names of investigators. I never met with them. I never asked for any documentation. The documentation, what little I received, was mostly already in the media and was presented by the senior ethics public responsibility, professional responsibility attorney in the department.
General,
and I made a honest and proper decision to recuse myself, as I told Senator Feinstein and the members of the committee I would do when they confirmed me.
General Sessions, respectfully, you're not answering the
question. Well, what is the question?
The question is, Mr. Comey said that there were matters with respect to the recusal that were problematic and he couldn't talk about them. What are they?
Why don't you tell me? They are none, Senator Wyden. There are none. I can tell you that for...
Oh, now, folks, I don't know. You can't see the visual on this, but Jeff Sessions is pissed. And this happens throughout. He testified for 2 hours plus today. And he is such a gentleman, such a superlative Southern gentleman. It takes a lot to get him pissed. They managed to do it several times. And he let him have it. The Saxon got angry. And listen to his tone there. Let me just wind it back just a little bit. You know, Senator Wyden. Well, listen to this. This is just his tone. You got to hear his tone. He was smiling a second before, but listen to this.
Respectfully, you're not answering the
question. Well, what is the question?
The question is, Mr. Comey said that there were matters with respect to the recusal that were problematic, and he couldn't talk about them. What are they?
Why don't you tell me? They are none, Senator Wyden. There are none. I can tell you that for absolute certainty. This is a secret innuendo being leaked out there about me, and I don't appreciate it. And I've tried to give my best and truthful answers to any committee I've appeared before. And it's really people are suggesting through innuendo that I have been not honest about matters, and I've tried to be honest.
My time is short. You've made your point that you think Mr. Comey is engaging in innuendo. We're going to keep digging.
Well, Senator Wyden, he did not say that.
He said it was problematic, and I asked you what was problematic about it.
Some of that leaked out of the committee that he said in closed sessions.
Okay. One more question. I asked former FBI director whether your role in firing him violated your recusal, given that President Trump said he fired Comey because of the Russian investigation. Director Comey said this was a reasonable question. So I want to ask you just point blank, why did you sign the letter recommending the firing of Director Comey when it violated your recusal?
It did not violate my recusal. It did not violate my recusal. That would be the answer to that. And the letter that I signed represented my views that had been formulated for some time.
Mr. Chairman, just if I can finish, that answer, in my view, doesn't pass the smell test. The president tweeted repeatedly about his anger at investigations into his associates.
Now, folks, I got to pause it right there. You got to see Jeff Sessions' face right now. Probably looks like the face of General Beauregard. And by the way, Jeff Sessions' middle name is Beauregard.
Whoa.
Listen, he's ready. I'll tell you what, if this man, Jeff Sessions, were out in an open meadow with Ron Wyden, ooh, ouch.
Russia, the day before you wrote your letter, he tweeted that the collusion story was a total hoax and asked, when will this taxpayer-funded charade end? I don't think your answer passes the smell test.
Well, Senator Wyden, I think I should be allowed to briefly respond at least and would say the letter, the memorandum Deputy Rosenstein wrote and my letter that accompanied it represented my views of the situation.
I'll ask that on the second. Thank you.
There we go. And there's another, I didn't get this here, but I'll see if I can find it before we end the show today, where Jeff Sessions calls, he's really angry at this point, and he tells Wyden that everything these Democrats are doing constitute an appalling and detestable lie. It's just beautiful to hear this. And let me just generalize now, folks, and say that all of this, let's put it this way. I've called President Trump President Boomerang because every effort by these SOBs like Ron Wyden is boomeranged on their sorry left-wing asses. And This is what's happening right now. Russiagate is going to boomerang on these idiots. They're going to pay mightily for this. And what we saw today, George and Paul, this is just wonderful. Jeff Sessions said repeatedly, there is nothing there. I have had no conversations with any Russians about anything. And he said, I've got to find this quote before the show's over. He said, it's an appalling and detestable lie to suggest that I, who have served for 35 years, my country, would have any kind of a conversation or would know of any conversation about anybody trying to undermine our country and have anything to do with that. That's an appalling and detestable lie. And I'm telling you, you know, if these guys were out in an open meadow, the next thing would be, a gauntlet across the face. And Jeff Sessions, was just beautiful today. And so here's the upshot of this, folks. The Democrats are now realizing the horrible truth that they have nothing. There's nothing there. Donald Trump didn't do anything. Jeff Sessions didn't do anything. And nobody in the Trump administration did anything wrong. And so they've got, just as Ted Cruz said, they've got a big, fat, nothing burger. And here's the boomerang. By making such a big deal of it, they've put all their chips into the center of the table on Russiagate, and they're going to lose big.
Good.
Yeah, this is too beautiful, folks. Now, another little twist to this. James Comey is looking dirtier and dirtier, and Jeff Sessions was very good on that. Now, you're not going to get this. NBC, CNN, don't even bother looking at their news reporting of today's events. They're not going to report this.
I didn't see a thing of this. I mean, our news, our Canadian, we call it the Communist Broadcasting Corporation, is bad. But it's not as bad as CNN. At least we get some other news. It's wall-to-wall attack on Donald Trump. And there's a Harvard University study of the media coverage of Trump came out last week. And it said that since he was elected, 92% of CNN coverage has been negative, as opposed to the middle-of-the-road New York Times, where it's only 78% of the coverage is negative. It's poison. I'm amazed. You watch CNN for an hour, and it's just nonstop rant against Donald Trump.
Yes. And
let me state this clearly, colleagues. I have never met with or had any conversation with any Russians or any foreign officials concerning any type of interference with any campaign or election in the United States. Further, I have no knowledge of any such conversations by anyone connected to the Trump campaign. I was your colleague in this body for 20 years, at least some of you, and the suggestion that I participated in any collusion, that I was aware of any collusion with the Russian government to hurt this country, which I have served with honor for 35 years, or to undermine the integrity of our democratic process, is an appalling and detestable lie.
Well,
relatedly.
Hey, let me let him go on just for a few more seconds.
There is the assertion that I did not answer Senator Franken's question honestly at my confirmation hearing. Colleagues, that is false.
Very good. The anger in his eyes, the fury that he had there as he answered that was just tremendous. That, by the way, was in his opening statement with these 15 members of the Senate Intelligence Committee. We got a break here. Don't forget to call in, folks, right after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it.
I'm going to cut right into Merle Haggard there. And we got so much. Oh, there's so much good stuff today. I can't possibly cover it. I want to go from the worst of the bad guys, Ron Wyden. It's hard to figure out who was the worst. Kamala Harris of California, Mark Heinrich of New Mexico. These are the bad guys. Dianne Feinstein. Well, she wasn't the worst of the worst. Senator Warner, Democrat of Virginia. He was unbelievably bad. But now let's go to the best of the good guys. Tom Cotton of Arkansas questioning Jeff Sessions. This just gets, oh, this is just rapturous. This is so good. Here's Tom, the voice. The next voice you'll hear will be the young Tom Cotton of Arkansas, and one of the great supporters of Donald Trump. And listen up.
Do you like spy fiction? John Le Carre, Daniel Silva, Jason Matthews?
Yeah, Alan First, David Jason Ignatius. Bond. Just finished Jason Ignatius' Bourne. Book.
Do you like Jason Bourne or James Bond movies?
No.
Yes.
I do.
Have you ever, in any of these fantastical situations, heard of a plot line so ridiculous that a sitting United States senator and an ambassador of a foreign government colluded in an open setting with hundreds of other people to pull off the greatest caper in the history of espionage?
Thank you for saying that, Senator Cotton. It's just like through the looking glass. I mean, what is this?
I explained how, in good faith, I said I had not met with Russians because they were suggesting I, as a surrogate, had been meeting continuously with Russians. I said I didn't meet with them. And now the next thing you know, I'm accused of some reception, plotting some sort of influence campaign for the American election. It's just beyond my capability to understand, and I really appreciate, Mr. Chairman, the opportunity at least to be able to say publicly, I didn't participate in that and know nothing about it.
And I gather that's one reason why you want to testify today in public. Last week, Mr. Comey, in characteristic dramatic and theatrical fashion, alluded ominously to what you called innuendo, that there was some kind of classified intelligence that suggested you might have colluded with Russia or that you might have otherwise acted improperly. You've addressed those allegations here today. Do you understand why he made that allusion?
Actually, I do not. Nobody's provided me any information.
Thank you, my time is limited. I have a lot of questions. Mr. Blunt asked you if you had spoken in response to Mr. Comey's statement to you after his private meeting with the president on February 14th or February 15th. You said that you did respond to Mr. Comey. Mr. Comey's testimony said that you did not. Do you know why Mr. Comey would have said that you did not respond to him on that conversation with you on February 14th or 15th?
I do not. It was a little conversation.
Let me turn it down. I'm going to just take a chance and move it forward. See if I can get one more gem in here.
Jim Comey, the leak of the basis of Mr. Comey's innuendo.
Here we go.
Photos. And last week, within 20 minutes of this committee meeting.
Oh, here we go.
Calls with Australian and Mexican leaders, the content.
Tom Cotton is just making a list here of all the leaks by the left, leftists of high security material that nobody on no one among the Democrats gives a rat's ass about investigating these treasonous, felonious acts. So here he goes.
Scripts of alleged conversations between Mr. Flynn and Mr. Kislyak. The contents of President Trump's phone calls with Australian and Mexican leaders, the content of Mr. Trump's meetings with the Russian foreign minister and the ambassador, the leak of the Manchester bombing suspect's identity and crime scene photos. And last week, within 20 minutes of this committee meeting in a classified setting with Jim Comey, the leak of the basis of Mr. Comey's innuendo was. Are these leaks serious threats to our national security, and is the Department of Justice taking them with the appropriate degree of seriousness in investigating and ultimately going to prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law?
Thank you, Senator Cotton. We have had one successful case very recently in Georgia. That person has been denied bail, I believe, and is being held in custody. But some of these leaks, as you well know, are extraordinarily damaging to the United States security. And we have got to restore a regular order principle. We can
take a little break right here. Be right back. You'll love what Jeff Sessions says next.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. Don't have much time, so I'm going to rush right into this. We've got some great callers on the line. We've got Tom in Florida, Jeff in Chicago, and Rob in New Jersey. And we're going to go to Rob first. Not right now. Hang on, Rob, just another second. I want to throw another log on the fire. This is what Jeff Sessions had to say next, continuing the quote we were hearing from today's testimony. Here's the next thing he says about putting people behind bars, including Hillary Clinton, by the way, not in this quote, but earlier, Jeff Sessions mentioned as one of the prime reasons that he strongly felt James Comey had to be fired is the complete wrongness of James Comey declining to prosecute Hillary Clinton and making that decision. Jeff Sessions made it very clear, and Jeff Sessions has been in the Justice Department before he was a senator. He was an attorney general, a state's attorney in Alabama, a federal attorney, and he said it is completely wrong for an FBI director to make the determination, which only belongs to the attorney general, as to whether a prosecution will occur. That is not an FBI job. And he said when James Comey did that, he needed to be fired right then and there. Remember when he did that? When he got up and he made that speech about all of Hillary Clinton's, or not all of them, but a lot of her crimes. Went on and on about her crimes. And then he said, and based on this, I have determined there will be no prosecution. What? What? What is this guy? And then he said, And he said the other thing complete, that was the main thing that was wrong. And he said an additional wrongdoing was to, as an FBI director, get up in front of the American people and give a long, detailed explanation of things. He said that's the job of the attorney general, not the FBI director. But now, listen to this. Here he talks about putting some other people in jail besides Hillary.
Or a regular order principle. We cannot have persons in our intelligence agencies, our investigative agencies, or in Congress leaking sensitive matters on staff. So this is, I'm afraid, will result in, is already resulting in investigations, and I'm fear that some people may find that they wish they hadn't leaked.
Okay. Now, with that cheery...
I hear prison doors clanging.
Yes, exactly. I hear those handcuffs. Rob in New Jersey is on the line. Rob, what's your reaction to today's testimony, or what other comment did you have?
Well, I watched the whole session, and he was absolutely brilliant, if you ask me. I thought he handled it very well, and even though there was a lot of people afraid that he would be testifying, he handled it brilliantly. And you mentioned Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, she was asking questions, and she was like rapid-fire questions and wouldn't allow him to answer. So she was like bum-rushing him. Deliberately, and I think the chairman had to say that, will you please let him answer the question?
Yes, so, Rob, I want to hear more of your reaction. You are spot on, sir. And folks, if you didn't get to hear it, you know, go back, watch it on YouTube. It's a very important piece of American history. This was a key moment today. The young punks, Kamala Harris, Rob Wyden, Senator Warner of Virginia, and this horrible Martin Heinrich of New Mexico. They were, Rob, you can confirm this. They were constantly interrupting this dignified Southern gentleman and this very profound long-term U.S. senator. Just wouldn't let him answer questions. They were rude to him. They were contemptuous toward him. And they really, Rob, wouldn't you agree? They really made monkeys
absolutely
of themselves. Yeah,
and Sessions had a good. He was very good at taking back the conversation and disrupting that line of questioning and that attack. So that's why he was just brilliant.
Yeah, you had in Jeff Sessions. You had Babe Ruth or Lou Gehrig versus a Sandlot team.
Yes.
He was completely outclassed these people, and Tom Cotton was magnificent. So we had good guys on our side. That was wonderful. Give us another reaction that you had. I love that you watched the whole thing. It was that important. It was worth watching. It was two hours
plus.
After
8-9 months of this, I don't even know what they're investigating. It's just a mess. They're going, you know, they're like nitpicking at every fine detail with a microscope. I don't know what they're looking for. It's just, I think they're just doing it to obstruct any of Trump's agenda. And I think they've completely lost this argument.
Well, and yes, they did. And today, here's where Jeff Sessions is so important, folks. There have been lots of witnesses, lots of hearings, and so on. Why is this one so important? Here's why it's so important. Jeff Sessions is unique among these men in that his reputation is sterling. His record in the Senate is long. No one questions his honor or his truth. I mean, no decent person questions his truthfulness or his honor. And so Jeff Sessions is the perfect man, because what he said today is, look, you bastards, I did nothing wrong. I did not lie. I have not lied. I have not withheld anything. I have not had any meeting. And for you to propose that I have done this, and also, he said, I have not witnessed any such thing, nor do I know of any such thing from anyone, anywhere in the Trump White House. Now that, folks,
they treated him like a criminal.
Yes, and he nailed the coffin.
Criminal.
Right, yes. And his conduct as a gentleman was perfect because he came in affable, he came in smiling, he came in polite, he listened to these stupid questions, and then only when they punched him did he, like Donald Trump, counterpunch, and he nailed him. Left, right, left, right. He nailed him. He knocked every one of them to the mat. And here's the important thing, folks. Russiagate is over as of today because of Jeff Sessions. Now, the media is going to hide it. I watched Wolf Blitzer's coverage of this. Wolf Blitzer didn't touch on any of this stuff. He just went all over the map with everything else, again, with innuendo, as if Jeff Sessions hadn't even testified. So the left-wing media has been caught with their pants around their ankles fabricating, and all we have to do in the Patriot world is we've got to get stories like Jeff Sessions, get them out there. But Jeff Sessions did the right thing today, folks. He clobbered these people, and they have to be reeling back on their heels as Jeff Sessions says, hey, you know what? Some of your friends are going to jail.
Let me report on one other thing. I wanted to call in yesterday, I was busy, and I wanted to hold up your other callers, but on Sunday they had the March Against Sharia, and that was sponsored by Bridget Gabrielle, and it took place in about 30 cities. I went to the one in Foley Square with some Vanguard America guys, and it was pretty packed. Gavin McGinnis gave a couple of speeches, and and the Oath Keepers were there, the Proud Boys were there. But here's what's interesting. I went around to the protesters, which were separated, and they were like a conglomerate of left-wing nuts. I don't know, they were all crazy. They had the Antifa, they had a guy, Black Lives Matter, they had some guys with communist hammer and sickle, the flag. But one thing I noticed that was odd was that there were three groups that were carrying banners that said Muslim-Jewish Alliance. Jewish-Muslim Alliance, a brotherhood. I find that very strange. And the reporters characterized this march as Islamophobia, but they never mentioned the assault and rape of, thousands of European women by Muslim men, or the, terrorist attacks in France and in Britain, So we were wrong, apparently, but in any event...
And it's wonderful, Rob. Rob was there, an American Freedom Party super activist there, and at this rally in New York. And wonderful that you were there, and wonderful that these rallies occurred all over the country. And it's a sign that we on the right are getting organized and we're getting out in the street. And what I loved, Rob, about a bunch of the rallies is that there were moments where the crowds got riled up. And it was the pro-Trump crowd eventually getting sick of the Antifas and moving forwards and into the Antifas, and the Antifas scattered and ran.
Yeah,
I love that. May that be the trend. Yeah, let's hope for more of that.
Well, that's my little report. Thank you, everybody. Thanks. Paul, thank you, George. Thank you, too, Jane.
Thank you, Rob.
Report, Rob.
All right, folks. That's our report from Manhattan. And let's see. Let's go to another caller here. Let's go to Jeff in Chicago.
Hello, my friends, James and George.
Hey, Jeff.
I'm going to say something here that might be really politically incorrect.
Okay, now wait, Jeff, every time you do that, it turns out to be really incorrect what you say. So okay, what was your next point?
Thank you. this video of these snowflakes in Central Park doing a assassination of my president, Donald J. Trump.
Put him in jail. Put him in jail.
It put me over the top. It's like okay, the gloves come off. Okay, these people are not.
Well, you know, Jeff. Here's the good news. Again, it's the boomerang effect. The left is embarrassing themselves. They're making themselves. They're revealing themselves to the American, to middle white America. Middle white. So let these animals, let them be who they are. Let them let them cut off Jeff Sessions and interrupt him. Let them insult him. They told him he was obstructing justice today. Let them do this. Let them do gory scenes in Central Park and let America see who our enemies are. And the wrath of the Saxon is being aroused.
Thank you. I agree 100%. Here's my warning to these people. If this happens, if somebody happens to kill my president...
Wait a minute. Okay, that's the part you can save, Jeff. That's the part you can save. That's the part where you wish you hadn't said it. Jeff, I love you, brother. Let's take another call.
Why are you cutting me off? No.
Because you're about
somebody hurts
to...
my president, there would be...
I know what you're going to do, Jeff. All right. Let's go, but don't do it. We're going to do, the Attorney General, he's the chief law enforcement officer in America. He's our guy. He's our guy. We don't have to contemplate, any form of vigilantism. We don't have to contemplate any form of, desperation. The Attorney General is our guy. And this is why the left is freaked out. A coup has been staged. Donald Trump took the top job in the world. Let's go to our next caller here. Let me get down here to the list here. Let's go to we had another caller in Chicago. He's gone. We've got Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on the air.
Well, yes, James. Good evening to you, George and Paul. You hear me, James?
Sure.
James, you hear me?
Yes.
See.
Yeah, okay. Listen, James, what I want to talk about real quickly, that was, I watched a little on hearing today. It was disgusting. It was despicable. It was deplorable. And it was utterly decadent. These people in the Democratic Party, nothing but decadence and decay. That's who the Democrat rat party is. But, James, I want to talk about the sheriff in Florida real quick. But before I do that, I want everybody in your listening audience and you guys understand, we, the white Anglos in this country, are the majority. All you're seeing with all these Democrats is the minority group. Okay, they're a minority. They're pittance. They're penitents. Like I said, they're decadent, and they're the demonic decay of our country.
Tom,
but hold on, James.
Go ahead. But keep it to one point. Don't try to develop three here. We're not going to have time.
Okay, listen, you have a sheriff in Florida, up in Brevard County, saying, telling basically what's going to happen to the rest of the country. Every American better be loaded and be ready because he's only talking about terrorism. This sheriff up there in Brevard County is talking about you have better be ready for these deplorable Democrats because they are going to try to start anarchism.
Okay, now what is the sheriff's name? What is the sheriff's name?
His name is Wayne Ivey.
Wayne Ivey. I'll look him up. I'll look him up, and I'll look for you.
He's in Brevard County. But one more thing, James, I got to say. One more thing. That 6'8 Democrat Comey, who's a doofball, that dork, you got that dork Comey, that 6'8, he's a dorky Democrat.
Yes.
He's a dork. He's a dork Democrat. He's a liar. He should be put in jail. Hillary, what you brought up earlier, should have been put in jail on July, whenever that came down. I think it was July 5th of last year.
Yes, yes. Tom, here. I agree with you. I agree with all of that. But let me look up Sheriff Wayne Ivey of Brevard County. And Tom, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thing, James, we got to stick together. So we got to, because let me tell you, it's getting real nasty here in South Florida. The white, we're down to 10% of the majority here.
Tom, you're on point number five, and usually in this show you get a chance to get one point in.
I try to wrap it off.
All right.
James, have a great evening. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you,
God
Tom.
God bless you, James.
Yeah, God bless you. Well, let's see. I think we managed to get through all of our callers right there that are on the board right now. George just sent me a picture of the Sheriff Wayne Ivey, and he looks like a guy you wouldn't want to mess with, an angry Saxon. So the I just want to, kind of a wrap here in our last segment that's coming up. We'll have a little break and then a final segment. I don't know whether we'll have a chance for another call. I'd like to just get reaction from Paul and George to today's monumental Jeff Sessions appearance. So we'll, George or Paul, either of you like to lead off?
It's a whole lot different than when we were trying to get John Mitchell to get on the stand and talk about Richard Nixon. But, I thought our guy distinguished himself very well. And I'm not sure the other side wants to have another face-to-face with him.
No, they don't. They do not want a rematch with Jeff Sessions. We'll take a break, folks, and then we'll have another final segment.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
we're back, folks. Sorry to give you a little too much transition music there. Let me give you, to close the show, this is Jeff Sessions and his wind-up today in his opening. It's magnificent. Just listen in. I hope we have enough time to get most of it.
With this, I recused myself from any investigation into the campaign for president, but I did not recuse myself from defending my honor against scurrilous and false allegations. At all times throughout the course of the campaign, the confirmation process, and since becoming Attorney General, I have dedicated myself to the highest standards. I've earned a reputation for that at home and in this body, I believe.
Bingo.
Over decades of performance. The people of this country expect an honest and transparent government, and that's what we're giving them. This president wants to focus on the people of this country to ensure they are treated fairly and kept safe. The Trump agenda is to improve the lives of the American people. I know some have different ways of achieving this and different agendas, but that is his agenda, and it's one I share. Importantly, as Attorney General, I have a responsibility to enforce the laws of this nation, to protect this country from its enemies, and to ensure the fair administration of justice. And I intend to work every day with our fine team and the superb professionals in the Department of Justice to advance the important work we have to do. These false attacks, the innuendos, the leaks, you can be sure will not intimidate me. In fact, these events have only strengthened my resolve to fulfill my duty to reduce crime, to support our federal, state, and local law enforcement officers who work on our streets every day. Just last week, it was reported that overdose deaths in this country are rising faster than ever recorded. Last year was 52,000. The New York Times just estimated next year will be 62,000 overdose deaths. The murder rate is up over 10%, the largest increase since 1968. Together, we're telling the gangs, the cartels, the fraudsters, and the terrorists, we are coming after you, every one of our citizens, no matter who they are or where they live, has the right to be safe in their homes and communities. And I will not be deterred. I will not allow this great department to be deterred from its vital mission.
Wow.
Thank you.
What a close. Jeff Sessions, victorious for us today before the Senate. We'll have more, and the reverberations from this, there will be many tomorrow night. Thanks, George. Thanks, Paul.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.